Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on chapter number 30, which is the book of Joel. And the objectives for this particular lesson are as follows. Upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Joel. You're going to be identified to whom the book of Joel was written. You're going to be able to state the purpose for the book of Joel. You're going to be able to write the key verses of the book of Joel from memory and state the life and ministry principle found in the book of Joel. And the author for this book is, of course, Joel, and it was written to Judah. And the purpose was to warn Judah of their sin and need for repentance and inform of God's future plans for the nation. A first judgment was recorded in chapter 1, verses 2, and chapter 2, verses 17. And this precedes a greater judgment to follow, which is found in chapter 2, verses 18, and chapter 3, verses 21. The key verses are found in chapter 2, verse 28 through 29. And the life and ministry principle are that even in the midst of corrective judgment, God plans future blessings for his people. And the main character was the book of Joel. Now, for the outline, in Roman numeral number 1, we have the prophet is presented, and that's chapter 1, verse 1. Number 2, a type of the day of the Lord, starting in chapter 1. Point A, the locust plague, starting in chapter 1. And B, the people were exhorted to repent, is also in chapter 1. And number 1 is the elders or leaders, chapter 1. And 2, the old and the young, also in chapter 1. Then we have the drunkards, point number 3, chapter 1. Point number 4, the whole nations, chapter 1. 5, the priests and ministers, chapter 1. 6, the husbandmen or laborers, chapter 1. And then point number C, the exhortation to repent is also found in chapter 1. And D, the day of Jehovah, which is prayer for mercy, is also in chapter 1. And I want to note that we are to one, and here are the different things that we're to do. We're to one, hear, chapter 1, verse 1, two, awake, chapter 1, verse 5, lament, chapter 1, verse 8, four, be ashamed, chapter 1, verse 11, gird in sackcloth, chapter 1, verse 13, six, sanctify a fast, chapter 1, verse 14, seven, call a solemn assembly of repentance, chapter 1, verse 15, and 8, cry unto the Lord, chapter 1, verse 14. Roman numeral number 3, we have the day of the Lord, which is starting in chapter 2. Point A, the invading northern army, also in chapter 2. B, God's army at Armageddon, chapter 2. C, the repentant remnant, chapter 2. And we have subpoint 1, rend the heart, not the garments. And 2, sincerely repent and fervently pray. Point number D, God's response to the remnant are 1, repentance, chapter 2, verse 18, C, restoration, chapter 2, verse 19 through 27, 3, outpouring of the Spirit, chapter 2, verse 28, 4, the judgment of the wicked, chapter 2, verse 20 and 30, verse 31, 5, escape of the remnant in Zion, chapter 2, verse 32, and E, the signs of preceding the day of the Lord, chapter 2, verse 30 through 32. Roman numeral 4, we have the judgment of the nations. That's in chapter 3. Point A, restoration restored, chapter 3. The nations judged, also in chapter 3. The Phoenicians and Philistines especially condemned, chapter 3. And D, the nations challenged to war and judgment, also in chapter 3. Then, Roman numeral 5, we have the prophecy of the kingdom blessing, chapter 3. Point A, the exaltation of Jerusalem. B, Judah's prosperity. C, Egypt and Edom's desolation. And D, Jerusalem's exaltation explained, all in chapter number 3. So go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.